Let us just go quickly over the Mishnah, and then we'll see Tosfos. Amader es ishtem elehenes loy adlamed yoim yamed parnes. Is till 30 days yamed parnes. Yes, amikan, but if the nether extends more than 30 days, yoitzi v'yiten ksube. Now let us see Tosfos. So Tosfos says, "Amader es ishtei milehanes loy perish pekuntres ve'ein hanoas tashmishay nesar oleho." So Tosfos had a kasha. Rashi had a kasha that if he made a nether, she's not allowed, not permitted to derive hano from him. So it should include also an Isar and Tashmish, and therefore the shear should not be a month, but 1 week or 2 weeks. If it's longer than that, it should be Yaitzi v'yitin ksube. So Rashi answered on this kasha, do b'shtabed lo. Is meshubita for Tashmish, so therefore the nether wasn't chal. Mashma mitoich perushoi, sheyesh beloshen ze iser hanoas tashmish. That means when a person hassles as ishtay mileihones loy, so this iser, this nether includes all hanoas, including tashmish. Because the porich begmore, bekiven the mishtabed lo hechi motzi madelo. Gemara asked Akasha, how is this nether chal? Is mishubetah for mezoinis. And the Gemara brings a ray, and how do I know if he is mishubet that the nether isn't chal? Bosnan koinam shani oise lepicha. So the Gemara says, we see when she, just like when she's mishubet to him, lemaise yodeo. So the nether is not chal to be mafkir the schus maisi yoder from him. Isu adin, the Gemara asks if he's meshubit to her to give her mezainis. So also the nether shouldn't be chal. So the Gemara derives the halacha that when one is meshubit to someone else, a koinam is not mafkia. From azaitika aloche, from that what we see that she can't be mafkia maisa yodeo from her husband. So who adin, he can't be mafkia, the chi of mezainis from her. So Tosfos asks, migufa de masnis and have a motzila mifrach. Why does the Gemara have to bring a raya from a fremda halacha that she can't asa maisa yodeo on him? The Gemara should have proven it from our Mishnah. The loimotzi osa le tashmish, mishum de mishubidlo. Is this Rashi's kasha? Rashi has the kasha, what's with tashmish? So Rashi says that Eretz is mishubid. So if he is Meshubid, so we see that if he's Meshubid, he cannot Asa. So why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from the Mishnah? Dimo Yonesa, if the Nether would be Chal, and he's Nesa B'Tashmish, Yoitzi V'Yitin Ksuba L'Bei Shama B'Shtei Shabbosis, L'Bei Silu Shabbos Achas. Va'oit kimuki lo b'gemore behidiro k'shehi arusa. The Gemara says at Eretz that it is speaking about in order to avoid this kasha meshubed lo, how is the nether chal? So the Gemara answers behidiro k'shehi arusa. And therefore, so Bishas, when he made the ned, he wasn't Meshubit. So therefore, the neder remains even after nisuin. Dakati le mishabed lo im kein mitash mishnah michal neder. Say bezoi, if we say lihonis loy includes tashmish, and when she's an arusa, there's no chiyuv tashmish, there's no shibud to tashmish for an arusa. So memele, the listener be masnisin yoytzi v'yitin ksuba b'shabas achas l'beisila b'shtay shabos is l'beishamay. So memele tzashrek. He said, one of the terutzim of the Gemara is, kshedira shehi arusa, and then there was no shibud. So this anno should also tashmish. So why does the Mishnah say when she becomes a nesua that we wait 30 days? The minute she becomes a nesua, you should only wait 1 week or 2 weeks. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, the lahonis loy loy mashme elo hanoas mezainis. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that Rashi's kasha doesn't begin. Lihonis loy means hazoas anoas mezainis. The Tosfos Rosh explains why does it mean hanoas mezainis, not hanoas tashmish? Because lihonis loy means that she can't have hanoah from him. So if it's mezainis, so she's having hanoah from him. If it's tashmish, both of them are having hanoah. So in the Lashon of the Neder, he said, Lehones loy, you can't have enough from me, so a kolchok that is not including tashmish. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learns pshat. Be'emison, let us just refresh our memories. Taisvis andaf and nuntes omid beis says pshat kainomis amavkiyam idei shibud. So Taisvis andaf nuntes omid beis asks two kashas. Mi'im kain kol odam yavkiyah kol mamayne mi balchoyva yedei kainom. So person has a wonderful eitzim. He'll put a koinim on all his nechosim, and kanomis mavkim idei shibud. Yeshloima de lav davke shibud de bal omu rabonon, lochinami de omu li shibud de bal choy. Lav davke, he says, here it says in our Gemara, that she can't answer her maise yodaim on her husband because omu rabonon li shibud de bal. So this is not a limus which was only said lagabi shibud the baal, no lagabi all balei chayves, the amur rabbonin lishibud the baal chayv. So a malve also, you cannot be mafkia the schus a malve through a kainim because amur rabbonin lishibud the baal chayv. And Taisus brings a raik in the muchach berei shamadil. The porer v'kiva the mishubid lo eichi motzi madilo. A gemore es a kasha, how can he make a neder to be mafkiya the shibud mezainis? So what's the kasha? Vleime de mafki shibud, ay de koinom. What's the kasha? Koinom is mafki is de shibud. So that's how Taisus learns pshat in Asugye. Taisus learns pshat in Asugye that be'emesin mi ikaradin is kainomis mafkiyem idei shibu. But the Rabbonon said that all balei chayves, a woman owes maisi yodaim to her husband, so she cannot be mafkiya de shibud, because almur rabbonon le shibud de baal. So who adin, a husband owes mezainis to the wife, so he cannot be mafkiya the shibud mezaynis al tzaseim alocha mu rabona leshibud deisha. In the same way, a bal chayiv, a loive, cannot asa his nechosim on the malve, amu rabona leshibud de malve. So Taisvis learns it's all one halacha, that even though me'iker adin kainamas mafkimi dei shibud potes al mur rabona. That's how Taisvis learns pshat. And that's very good. The Gemara is kash. The Gemara brings a raya. The Gemara is medame. Shibude de ishe to shibude de baal. That's how Taisvis and Daphnon Tesamet Bey says. That's pshat the Gemara is kashe, and who had been by every Baal Chayv. The Hafla asks a kashe, so according to Taisvis, he said Taisvis, the first kashe, Taisvis chepped with Rashi, that why did the Gemara have to prove this Yesod, that if he's Meshubet, he cannot be Mavkiya the Shibu through another, from a Mishnah of Koinem, Sheni Oysa Lepicho, bring a raya from our Mishnah Gufa, from Tashmish. That's what Rashi says. The reason it's not Chal on Tashmish is because he's Meshubita, so bring a raya, why do you have to go to a different Mishnah? Bring a raya from our Mishnah. That's Taisvis Kashi. So the Aflo says, so therefore, Taisvis says that no, from Tashas is Bechlau Norai, because the Nedam Elohonus Loi does not include Tashmish. It means only Mezainis, not Tashmish. Tashmish is, there's a equal Hano. Fine. So that's where the Gemara asked Kasha from the Mishnah from Kainim Shani. Gemara proved that when there's a Shibu, that Kainim is not Mavkiya from that Mishnah. Frekta Haflo, you could bring a raya from our Mishnah also. Why? It says in our Mishnah, Hamader es ishtei milahon isloi, ad lamed yoim, yamed taunis, yeser mikan, yoitzi viyitin ksube. Frekta Haflo, how could he give a ksube? She now let have any anor from him. Milahon isloi, so the Rabbi Netam says, does not mean tashmish. Fine. But Elinonislai means she can't have anor from him. How can he give her a ksubit? Sarkoch, because he's mishubit to give her a ksubit. So the same kashe, like Taisa said, and Daphne Testament base, just like every Baal Choyt, a koinim cannot be mafkiya the shibud. The loive cannot be mafkiya the shibud from the malva because of amur rabbonon. So that's why he cannot be mafkiya the chiyim ksubit. Says yaitzib yitin ksubit. This is the Aflos Kasha on Taisvis. According to Taisvis, we also could prove this from the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Yoitzi, if it's Yeser Mishloishim Yoim, it's Yoitzi V'yiten Ksube. Nira Lari. Now what is the Taich Yoitzi? Yoitzi means, he's Mechuyev, to give her a get. Nira Lari, the Bechol Hanoch, the Ktoni B'masnisin Yoitzi, wherever it says Yoitzi, it's not that he's only that he's Mechuyiv, Haine Shekoifin Oisai. We force him to give a get. The Kivon, the Shaloikidin of it, since he's doing something which halachically he has no power to do. That means he's putting his wife in a predicament, as we had, let's say, one pshat, more than 30 days, if she's nispalnes, haidei palnes, it's zila bar milse, it's a zilzul to her. So memele, he has no right to do this. So memele, so it's yaitzi v'yitin ksuba means we'll force him to give a get. Kaifen oisei loitzi. Keda ashkechon ba'achilis, this nan loirotzu, if none of the brothers, of the younger brothers, wanted to make Yibum Mochalitza, Chayzren Eitzel Godel, Meforosh Pigmora, Chayzren Eitzel Godel, Lemichfiay, Hoyel, Ve'olei Mitzvah Ramye. So, forget, you're the one that should do it. So, Memele, so we force him either to make Yibum Mochalitza. So we see if he's Ma'agin and Isha, Shaloi Kedin, we force him that this Hanoga should stop. V'oid amrina lekamon. Omar Rav, ha'omar eini zon ve'eini mefarnis, yoitzi v'yitein ksubi. So it says, yoitzi v'yitein ksubi. So the Gemara asks, umasik, so the Gemara asks, akashe, ad shekoifen oisei lahoitzi, yichfuhu lozein. The Gemara asks, akashe, an Rav, why do you say that you force him to, he should give her yoitzi v'yitein ksubi? You're forcing him, so force him to give mezainis. So who said that Rav said that you force him? Where did the Gemara see this in Rav? Rav said, if he does not want to give her mezainis, is yoitzi, he's mechuyev to give her a get. Where does it say you force him? The Gemara's asking Akasha, if you're forcing him ready, so why do you have to force him to give a get? Force him to give mezainis. So we see the Gemara understood that that is the Taitz Yoitzi. The Lekha Lemeimer Dekviya Dehosam Bemili. Maybe from that Gemara's Bechlal Norai. The Din Kviya, but it's a different type of a Kviya. It's a Kviya Bemili, not Beshoiti. You don't beat him up. V'loi Beshoiti. Chod Taisvis says the bedvorim lo yivoser eved. I mean, with Mili, you're, Mili are never too successful. You cannot force a person bedvorim. Vohoid, unless you are another kasha. Bidaporch lael, lamanda oma meiredes mimeloche. The Gemara, it says in the Mishnah that a isha who is a meiredes, moheda shalot, meiredes means mitash misamimeloche. So the Gemara asked that if she's a meiredes mimeloche, oma rav ha'ima, so if it's meredes memloches, so it says in the Mishnah as follows, that we deduct from a ksube each week. So then it says, v'chein, if he was a meirid, so we're meisef on a ksube. Frek the gemore, v'oma rav, ha'imer eini zon, v'eini mefarnis, yoitzi v'yiten ksube. So what is chatting the gemore's kashas? The gemore's asking, he says, you're telling me that if he doesn't want to give her mezainis, you're moisiv each week on the ksube. On her ksube, Rav said, the din is that if he doesn't give her mezainis, ainis and veinim mefarnis, he gives her a get, yaitziv eating ksube. So the Gemara, so here our mission, it says that you add on each week. And there it says, he's mechuyev to give her a get. Umay kushe. So Tai says, what's shan the Gemara's kashe? Dilma masnis and the meisif and al ksubosak shalai rotsa loitzi. What's the kashe? Rav said, if he's not interested in giving mezainis, you go and he's mechuyev to give her a get. He's mechuyev, okay? A person is mechuyev to do a lot of things. That's Rav's memory. The Mishnah says, if he doesn't give her a get, so he owes her each week, we're meisef on the ksube each week. So what's the stira Rav on the Mishnah? Avol im koifin b'shoiti osi shava. But if we'll say that yoitzi v'yitin ksube means that we force him to give a get, so then the Gemara is asking him, so you force him to give a get. There's no such thing as adding on each week. There's no such thing as each week. The minute the halach is he doesn't want to give mezainis, we force him to give a get. So there's no time to be moisiv on the chiyuv ksube to her. So from all these rayas, Tosfos holds that yaitzi means we force to give a get. V'im toima. Im kein amay leitonelu bahadi hanach shekoifen lahoitzi. There's an often a Mishnah that there's a whole settle of cases that we force to give a get. So now we're just saying wherever it says yaitzi, our Mishnah says yaitzi, we think so means also we force to give a get. So why isn't this put in that Mishnah? There it's saying that this person became a balmum. It's not his fault. But since she can't be soivel him, we force him to give a ksuba. So that, you need a mishnah to tell us such a thing. He didn't do any avlus about al kaponim. Since she can't be soivel, we'll force him to give a ksuba. And we'll force him to give a get and a ksuba. Avol hanech, the osye kviya di tuai de pshia sabal, like tani. This doesn't belong in that mishnah. This is a pasha to din. If he's doing such anhugis, which are keneged gidrei ha'ishes, so that's poshut, you force them to give a get. It's not the same category of that Mishnah. That Mishnah is speaking about that she can't be soivel her husband, but he didn't do anything wrong. So there we have a Mishnah of cases that the Mishnah enumerates we force him to give a get. But it's nothing to do with these cases, which is a different halach in Gamsen. Umekamitz umetzarif ubulsi diktoni afilunasu acher shenosu. So, Taisu said that Mishnah is speaking about cases where memele he is unable. That means she's unable to be with him because of these movement that were chal on him. But there are other cases in the Mishnah that he did a pu'ula that made that she's unable to be with him. He became a tanner, he became a mitzarev, and that brought on him a terrible odor which he can't be saved. So that's also niche. That also fits in that Mishnah. But again, they're not doing anything bedafke wrong. They're doing business. She can't be soivel the reyach. But so that's all one Mishnah. So that is a din kfiye. If even though there's no pshia mitzidom, but she's not mechuyev to remain married to them, and if they don't want to give a get, we're forced to give a get. But the case in our Mishnah and all the other cases, these are pesheya begidrei ha'ishus. So that's a different sugigan. So that's poshe the choytzi b'ting sube. Va'oid yesh lahavi raya de yoytzi mash mekfiye mida'omar b'soif habo yevimtoi uvda have bebeiknishte bekisri kami de Rabbi Yochanan. There was a maise that a woman came to Rabbi Yochanan, and there the case was she was a bo machmas taine. She taine that her husband can't have children, and she wants a get and to remarry, that she should have, even though she's part of Imperi Berivia, but she wants to have children that in her elder years she should, someone should be able to assist her. So the Gemara says in Yevomis, Rabbi Yochanan, there was a maise bebeiknishte bekisrei kamid Rabbi Yochanan v'omar yoytzi v'yiten ksuba mashma hosta de kafina loy. There, from the sugya, it seems that he forced him to give a gift. Again, you see the loshen yoytzi is a loshen of kfiya. Now the time, now we're back to our old kasha. Amay lechoshev lo lehi debo machmestayne banach shekoifin lohitzi. Now, we started off with a kasha. There's a Mishnah that enumerates all the cases that you're koifa to give a get. Nabal palifis, amukeshchin, and nabulsi. So all these cases, it enumerates that even though it's not their fault, But since an isha cannot be soivol, this cheschaynes or chaytziv yitink sube. So now, so why doesn't it mention this case of bo machmas taine? She's taining her husband can't have children. So memele, so it's not his fault, but al kaponim, she wants to be to have children. So memele, it's the yekayfe yaitziv yitink sube. So why doesn't this say in that mishnah? Dahosam einoi peshaya bo. There, all these terutzim we said till now that our mishnayis do not belong in that mishnah because the kviya of our mishnayis is a different so kviya gansan. There is a peshaya, but here he's not a peshaya. The mahu yochalase shu okar. If the Ben Shalom Nebuch made him an okar, so what should he do? He is not. He can't do anything about it. So why doesn't this say in that mishnah?
So now Taisa says a new teretz. Why it doesn't say this case?
Bein shahoyu ad sheloi nosu. Bein mishenosu. He says, the Mishnah says, let's say by Mukeshchin. So it says two cases. Sai, when she married him, he was a Mukeshchin. It's Yaitzi v'yitink sube, and Tzai, he became a mukeshchin after the marriage. So why does he have to mention the two cases? Loishayich loima, svura ha-yisi shani yachayla l'kabo. Now, so, that's the teretz already. So let's just explain. Aces, in the Mishnah it says, Bein shahoyu at shaloino. So he was a mukeshchin before he got married. So be emerson, there'd be a svara to say that, so why do you want to get? You knew he was a mukeshchin and you still married him. So why are you now complaining? So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that she can tell, I was under the impression I'll be able to be saivul, but I see now I can't be saivul. So that's the chiddush of that bob aces. So the Mishnah is telling us two cases. Even though we had the mum before, and there's a svara to say sovres vikiblis, she can come with a taine and say, I thought I could be mekabel, but now I see it can't be mekabel. So the Mishnah is only speaking about such cases that there's a svara of sovres vekiblis, and the chiddush is, she can tell, but now I see that it can't be mekabel. But, if we will have a case, that it's not shaykh to say sovres vekiblis, so memele, then it doesn't belong in that mishnah. So what is Taisva saying? So Tosfos is saying, "Loi shayich loima svura hayisi shani yechayla lekabel." So Tosfos means to say like this: if you knew he was an okol, so here you don't have the chiddush. I thought, and then later, I thought I could be mekabel, but now I see it can't be mekabel. I mean, you can't say such a thing over here. I mean, you knew he can't have children, so. Because of my Kosovo, save my Kosovo. And the Mishnah wants to tell you in all the cases which are enumerated in the Mishnah, wants to tell us this Bazundere Chiddush, that even though she was aware of the Chesoron before, she could taine, I thought, and, but if she knew he was an okel, it's not shaykh to say such a thing. She thought, and later she found out fakert. So memele, so this chiddush will not apply by this bove, if we speak about an okel. That's why the Mishnah doesn't mention okel. Hidorch laner in Yevomis asks, he says, you know, there's a sovres vekiblis also by a knocker. He says, I'll tell you a poshet the case.
she married him, and she had a child. She had a child from a different husband. And then she married him. She knew he was a knocker, but there's nothing wrong with him being a knocker. She had a child. And then her child died after the marriage. So Mimela, so past the same chiddush, I thought I could remain married to you, but now I see that my child died, so there's no sovereign v'kiblus. This is our or of the Orach Laner in Yevomis on this status. About Kaponim, Taisvah says that maybe in most cases pasnished this chiddush of sovereign v'kiblus. In most of the kashas, we have a new mahalach, so it's not shayach, this chiddush of koidim shenises, lacha shenises. So that's shitas ha-taisvus. Shitas ha-taisvus is that wherever it says yoitzi, it means afilu ayidei kfiye. Rabbeinu Chananel hevim Yerushalmi, there's no din kfiyah. For hochi isa hosam, in Yerushalmi it says, Omar Shmuel, ein ma'asin elo lipsulois. The only case you're forced to give a get, if we married a psula, amalokain gologush, if usulokain hedyet. Omar Rab Shmuel Tanina, bring your eye. It says, Amader es ishte milahonis, shamanu shemoitzi. What does it say in the Mishnah? He gives a get. Shamanu shekoifin? Does it say in the Mishnah you're forced to give a get? So the Yerushalmi brings a raya from our Mishnah, punfakert andari. The Mishnah only says, yes, it's mochim to give a get. Mishnah doesn't say more than that. So we see that, and the only case where Kaif is, if he's married an Isha Suraloi. Uposak Rabbeinu Chananu Mishom. So the Rabbeinu Chananu brought a Rai from that Yerushalmi. Shma mino she'in Kaifin alaheicha she'mafosh be'ed ye Kaifin. We see how the Yerushalmi learned Shad the Mishnayis. The Yerushalmi said, Shamanu Maitzi, Shamanu Kaifin. So that maitzi does not mean kaifin. Maitzi means he's mechuyif to give a get, not that we force him. Avol heich et omer rabbonon yoitzi. If the rabbonon said yoitzi, oimrim loy, we tell him kvar chayvucha chachomim loyitzi. Chachomim said you're mechuyif to give a get. V'im loy toitzi, mutalikhois chava yonah, we'll call you a sheget. You're a sheget. That's it. But the force shaitim zichanat. Ulekamon gabi ha'imer eini zon ve'eini mefarnes. Now, the Rabbi Nachman has a merdike problem. The Gemara says that it says eini zon ve'eini mefarnes is yaitzi biting sube. So the Gemara says ashe techveyu lahoitzi techvey litem mezaynes. So who said you forced him? No, Rav said, Koifin oisa. This is Beferish Koifin. Doesn't want to give me sense. Koifin oisa, v'yitzi, 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 from v'yitzi, that there it says that you force. So what's pshat in Rav? If Rav said any son bein mefarnes koyfen oisi lohitzi, that's only He doesn't want to give him his own. His father pekin shetach kaif. Vahi the soif habol yevimtoi. Now Taisus brought another raya. Soif habol yevimtoi that habol machmas tainer that she's tining. She wants to get a get to get to be in order to be able to have children, and there it seems in the sugya that it's koifen. So the Tosafot Rashba explains a little better that whenever there's a maima yoitzi v'yiting sube, so there it doesn't mean that we force yoitzi. That's the thing. He's mechuyev to give her a get, but there the maisa was. He told them, it seems he told the people to force him. That's not a maima yoitzi v'yiting sube. He told them to force him. There the lashon is mashma, he told them to force. V'yoisei nira dekoifen b'chol hanik depirishri. So Taisa says, no, that's Tarach's pshat, but would be better to say like the Ri. Eladir Shalmi Kova Ksova Shashach Kviyi Bemili. From the Rishalmi, it would seem the Rishalmi is Klo like the Bein Hanano. Aval Didon de Kaimalom Bedvorim La Yevosa Rebbe. This is a Gemara further, that Mili doesn't help too much. Al Kocha Chayri Beshaiti. Kivin de Loshen Yaitzi Mashme Kviyi Heched Oisela Avla. So we have over here a machlokes harishonim. Here we have a machlokes harishonim, the Rach and the Ri. The Maise is mechuyev to give a get, but do you force b'shaitim to give a get? The Ri holds you force, the Rach holds you don't force. So Tosfos says, the Maise, so what do we do? Umiu ein lochev shum odom legarish falasis meitze achenimtze raye brur. Kamrinan de get muusa bi Yisroel shaloi kedin posel, ben lahater eishish ish misofik. So I'd just like to explain 1 minute what Tosfos is saying. The Chazon Ish says as follows. The Chazon Ish in Aben Ezra Simen Tzadik Tes says, the halacha is, if the halacha is that it's, there's a din koifen I say, so a rotzen that comes about through a kfiyah kedin, that means the din is, let's say by, I became a mukishkin. The halacha is, we force him to give a get. Now that we force him. Now he says, Reitzani. This Reitzani came about through a kfiyah. So that has a teiris rotzen if the kfiyah was kedin. That means if the minhadin, we have a right to force him. So a kfiyah, a rotzen, habo al yedei kfiye kedin, is a teiras rotzen to be marsha the get. But, if he's mechuyev to give her a get, but we do not have a koyach to force him, so a rotzen that'll come about a kfiye shaloi kedin does not have a teiras rotzen in order to be marsha the get. So Tosfos says, we are playing around with an Isareish Ish over here, the Ri has Raya Sahin, but it's, the Rach says Fakert, how can you, so we're playing with an Isareish Ish over here. So even though Fakert, the Chazon Ish is a Merdik Ezach, afilo according to the Rach, there is a Din Kviya, Kviya Bemili. Tosfos says, we can make Kviya Filo B'Shaitim. But if the Rach is correct, so, and we have no right to make this kviyah, so this rotzen, this roitzani came about a kviyah, through a kviyah, shaloi kedin. So a kviyah, shaloi, a rotzen, shaboy de kviyah, shaloi kedin, does not have a teiris rotzen to be marsha the get, and she's an eishes ish min ha-teir, even though he's mechuyev to give her a get. That's what the Chazon Ish is medayik from our Tosfos. Let us see the Gemara. Bekiven de mishubed lo heichi motzi madalo. The Gemara asked, how could he answer her? But she can't ever know from him. He's mishubed to give him his heinous. Kol ki kiminei de mafke lo le shibudo. It could be mafke or shibud vos nan koinem sheni oise le picho. The Gemara brings a rain. This is the Tosis Daf Nun Tesamid base that explains the Gemara's kasha. If she said koinem sheni oise le picho, ein oitzorich lahofem. He doesn't have to be made for the nethers and chal alma, even the mishabed shabdolei. Since she is mishubit to him, lav kol kiminei the mavka leile shibudo, lav kol kimino, so she cannot be mavki yishibud. Och enamik even the mishubit lom. Since he is mishubit to him, lav kol kiminei the mavka lo li shibudo, so he can't be mavki yahar shibud. So the Gemara answered, "Al mitoich shiachaloi malot zimai se yadaych mizayne sai." So the Gemara said, "But since he could tell her zimai se yadaych mizayne, he doesn't have to give him a zaynus. He can say, you can support yourself." Nase kaim malot zimai se yadaych mizayne sai. It's nase kaim malot. So Rashi had said psha. The afal gav the loyoma, even though he didn't tell her, oba hareyu koima, the vadi adaiti, dochadra. That's what he's, a mole action speak louder than words. If he's saying, he's making a nether that she can't have an offer from him. In other words, that she can't get mezainish from him. So, in other words, he's telling God that you take care of your own mezainish. See, maisi adaich, lemzainishaich. Let us see Taisvis. Nase kaimalotzi. Zog Taisvis, hochi leimotzi lemifrech, voloi omalo hochi. Here the Gemara cannot ask, what do you mean, nase kaimalo? But he didn't say that. Voloi omalo hochi, the poch ba'afalpi. Zog Taisvis, the hoche ein onu mishanim neder mikamoyshe noda. Here we're not changing the neder. Would not say, he didn't say that. He made a neder that she can have an os mezainis from him. We're just saying a reason. What is pshat? Why is he making the neder? Because he wants the kelp. Let her support herself. So Mamela, there's no kasha task. He didn't say, see, Maisi Yadayach Mzainis. He doesn't have to say it. From the nether, we understand that's what he wants. So there's no kash v'layomach. Avol hosom de gemore nafalpi gabi magdish yidei ishtoi ein ha-nether toif. The magdish yidei ishtoi, so there it's not a good nether. V'tzorich l'sak and dibush, reitz lo mikot shiyodeh lo yiseyem. There, he was magdish to Maisi Yadam. The Maisi Yadam is a dover shloi beloilo. So you have to say he means to be magdish to Yadam, which are boilom. No, he didn't say that. So there the Gemara is sakash, lochi poch losim. There the Gemara, he didn't say that. But over here he doesn't have to say anything. From the nether that he is making, I understand that, I understand that he wants that her Maisa Yadayim should be this, her Mezainish, she should derive her Mezainish from her Maisa Yadayim.
Fregte Gemorem, vim Ise, lohod Ravunamarab, yecheli, shishetayim, lebailaini, nizainish, veini, Ise. Ravuna Marav says, Anisha ki bimafkiye. Her schus maisi yadayim from her husband by saying, Enu zaynis veini aise. Shakoinim shani oisa lepicha, if she made a koinim shani oisa lepicha, amai eini tzorich lohofa, why doesn't he have to be made for the nether? Leimim itech shichoyle loim eni nizoyni sveini oisa, nasik mishem erson nizoyni sveini oisa, if you'll say that from the nether we understand what she wants, so from this nether that she's asking maisi yadayim, so we hear from her that she's saying, I don't want to give you my siyadayim, and I don't need your mezainis. Elo, so the Gemara is chayzer. So we don't say that one is, we can derive one from the other. If she's saying, koinem, that means she's answering, but we can't derive from that that she means to say she wants to be mafkia his schus and her maisi yadayim by saying zenis meini oisa. Elo, so the Gemara says, alei teime nase, ala ka'oim, ala ba'oim, ala tzi maisi yadayim zenis eich. He says, no, our Mishnah is speaking about that he said beferish tzi maisi yadach mizaynis eich. He doesn't owe her mizaynis. He said she can support herself. So now he made a neder that she can't have, she can't be nana from him. Let us see Taisvis. Elo leitei menasa. Lehave motza lemeim afak Taisvis. Let's say a different teretz. The masnisen dehoche kerameya. Our Mishnah is going according to Ramea, Dorma in Oda Moitzi Dvorov Levatola, Kiv Mishani Bi Afalpi. That means the Gemara said, in Afalpi, the Gemara is Takashi Veloi Omahochi, he didn't say the right words. And Moses is going according to Ramea, that in Oda Moitzi Dvorov Levatola, and even though he said it this way, but we understand what he meant to say, that the end result will be that the Mais Yadayim will be Yosbi, means to ask the Yadayim. He wants to be Magdish the Yadayim. So let's say the same thing over here, that our Mishnah is going according to Ramei, they know the Mais Yadayim Levatola. So since he can't ask on her because he's Mishabito, So therefore, he means to say that tzi maise yodayich b'mzei neisayich. So Taisa says a poshet techilik. The leidomik, the vadaim yishum den odom moitzi dvorov levatola. Alt the klalin odom moitzi dvorov levatola. Yesh lonu lisaken dibure. That means we could fix up his words. The magdish maise yodel. He was magdish maise yodel. Now maise yodel is a davar shloi boloil. Vamrinen de boile meime yekotcho yodayech loisei. The Eino Elo Tikin Milo Baalme. That means that I'm saying your Maisi Yadayim should become Kaddish. How? Through that I'm a Kaddish your Yadayim. So Memele, that means I did not explain explicitly how the Hegdish should be, but from what I'm saying, you know, in other Maisi Dvov Levatolos, I mean to say that your Yadayim should become Hegdish. Avolo hoisif ala dibo mashaloi oma klal. But to add in a whole new yesoid, I'm making a neder. Not even Nukashi, you can't make a neder. Oh, I want to say tzi maish yadayim zayin yisayir. That's a called the tikkun aloshen. This is, you're not misakin what I'm doing. There's a new problem involved, and we have to say another yesoi to solve that problem. That means if we'll assume that's what he means to begin with, he doesn't have to say it.
We can understand that if he makes a neder, a kochoch, if it's understandable that he means to say, tzimai, se yodach, mzeh nisach, so, good, then he doesn't have to say it at all, according to anyone. But if we proved from Rav Huna that it's not understandable, and therefore when she says, kainam shani oisi lepicha, it's not chal. So we don't understand automatically it's ki'ilu omro, eini nizainis veini oisi. So now this has to be said. Rameir is not a truth if this new klal has to be said. Rameir is not a truth for that. So let's see further the Gemara. Ihochi parnes lomolo. In fact, the Gemara says, so it's very schwer. So what are you telling me? I asked the kash, how is the neder chal? He's meshubeta. So you tell me it's speaking about that, he said, I don't have to give you mezainis. Your maisi yadayim will take care of your mezainis. In fact, the Gemara Yochi Parnes Lomelo. So why is Yamed Lo Parnes? Why does he have to give her Parnes? She's taken care of already. He said, Tzi Maisi Yodayech B'mzayin Yisayech. So, you're taken care of. You're not allowed to have an offer. I mean, finished. A good talk. How does a Parnes come in? So the Gemara answers, B'dalei Sofka. Speaking about that, her Maisi Yodayim is not sufficient. It cannot take care of her tzolchim mezainis. So that's why he has to be mamad apalmas. Frek de gemore ibed olay sofka had the kushin leduchten. So we're back where we started from. So b'man of shech. If lemaisa, she cannot fully support herself, so some of the mezainis, which she cannot take care of, he has to take care of. So, how would he has to take care of the neder wasn't chalis meshubet to give him a zaynis? So the neder wasn't chal. So what's the whole union of a parnes? He should give it up. Omar Rav Ashi b'maspekes ledvorim gdolim, b'ein maspekes ledvorim ktana. That means like this: the dvorim gdolim from ma'is yadayim can take care of. Dvorim ktanim, or ma'is yadayim cannot take care of. In fact, the Gemara, hani dvorim ktanim heichidom. Well, what's these dvorim ktanim? Either igilu bohu. If she was rogel in these dvorim ktanim, or igilu bohu. So Rashi says, umishubadlo. So, weiter, so. She needs these things also, and it's, and a ma'is yadayim is not maspik to cover them. So, and if she was not rogel to have these dvorim ktanim, so he's not meshubet to her, parnes lomelo. So the Gemara answers, leitzriche derigilo bebeis nosha. By her father's house, they used to have these dvorim ktanim also. Become megalgele bahadei. But she was with him. She had mezainis with him. And when she was with him, she didn't have these dvorim ktanim. The omrolei, so she tells him as follows: Ada ibno, till now, the loya dalton, kozman, you did not make a neder. Galgilno bahadoch, so I ate with you without these dvorim ktanim. Hashta da dalton, but now that you made another leimetzino de galgil bahadoch, now I can't eat with you anymore. So now I need these dvorim ktanim. Let us see Taisvis. Va'idna da dalton, loimotzino li'gugi k'lilgalguli ba'adoch. Now that you made the nether, so now I can eat together with you. So Tosfos says, so what's pshat? Vadaiti do hochi loy mochlo, shiyadirena. That means like this. The dvar, when I was together with you, I ate together with you, let us just say, a dugme, that let's see, the dvorm ktanim is, she, all her sudas, she used to have, pickles and mustard. That's what they had by her father's house. When she was by him, she ate without pickles and mustard. So, but that was when I was with you. But now that you made a neder, So really there's a klal, eina yeredes imoy. That means whatever she's accustomed with in her family, she can demand from him also. But when I was with you, I was meichel. Fine. I didn't make an asik out of it, and I was meichel. So I'll eat the meat without pickles and mustard. But she wasn't meichel, she adirena. That when you'll make a neder and you'll ask me that I can't eat with you, that I should live without pickles and mustard. Hilkach shubidlo. So now that he made the neder, so the mechila is kolzman. She's eating with him. There's a mechila. He doesn't have to shtel two pickles and mustard. The minute he made a neder, so now I'm not eating with you, I can't eat with you, so now you owe me pickles and mustard. And that's why Yamet Parnes. That's why Yamet Parnes. You have to shtel two Parnes to give her pickles and mustard. Umi kolmokim chala neder, afal pikein, the neder is chal, the Bishas HaNeder, because when he made the Neder, Akati Loihoyo Meshubit, he wasn't Meshubita. So it's a very interesting Taisus. So Taisus is saying as follows. They were eating for the last 5 years together, and she was living without pickles and mustard. Fine. What pshat? She's Michael. Don't have to give me pickles and mustard. So when Bishas is making the neder, Bishas asiyas haneder, he doesn't know a pickles and mustard because some emela the neder is chal. The neder is chal because Bishas when he made the neder, he wasn't mishubita. As soon as he made the neder, he became mishubita. But then the neder was chal. So he's meshubetah, he can't give her pickles and mustard, so it's yamet parnes. That is the Ivrin Taisus. There's a very choshev Ran. The Ran asks a kasha, Rabbi said, but let's hold cheshbon over here. The Ran asks, but the minute the neder is chal, that means the mechila was, Kozman, I can eat with you. You don't owe me pickles and mustard. That was the mechila. It's a mechila. Kozman, I can eat with you. Don't give me pickles and mustard. The minute I can't eat with you, you owe me pickles and mustard. So bishas the chalois haneder, when the neder is chal, so the chalois haneder brings with it a shibud of pickles and mustard, because the mechila was only kozman, I can eat with you, you don't owe me pickles and mustard. The minute I can eat with you, you owe me pickles and mustard. So b'shas t'chalois haneder, so b'bas achas, he becomes mechuyev to give her pickles and mustard. So how is the neder chal? He's meshubita. This kasha the Ran asks. The Ran says a very geshmak eteretz. The Ran says as follows. Av al gav, the hoche, michi adro, the minute he makes the nether, mishabed lo. V'nidrei v'shibuda boim ka'achas. So we're back where we started from. So why is the nether chal? So the answer is a very gishmaketer. It's v'haynu time, mishum dekivin de medine mafkiye. So what's up to the nether and the shibud is chal b'bach sachas, kenomis mafkiye midei shibud. Elo de rabbonon al mua le shibudo. No, it works with a cheshben. B'chi ay gavne le al mua vuk mua adine. So here there's no al mua vuk mua adine. I think the Ran means to say, al mua rabbonon le shibudo de ishe, I think the Ran means is, what's the longest? Amur Rabban Shibudish, so I can't make a nether. Because it's Nichse Chaveire, Yal Chaveire. Amur Rabban Shibudish, that means that it belongs to her. It's, so I can't ask her something that is hers on her. Amur Rabbanu Shibud De Ishe means that I'm not bekoich to make a neder. That means the chesaron is in the maisa neder. You can't ask a nichse chaveiro yal chaveiro. So I think the Ran means to say, since we need Amur Rabbanu Shibud De Ishe, there's no problem. You're asking a problem that the neder and the shibud is chal bebasachas. That's no problem. The chaloisa neder could be mafkiyah the shibud, even though the neder and shibud are chal bebasachas, so the neder be mafkiyah the shibud. That's the clock. You know, it's mafkiyah the shibud. You need an almua to create that he can't make the neder. So you need an almua before the nether is chal, that we're making him unable to make the nether. So Taisha is saying, very good, before the nether is chal, he's not meshuvah to her. So Chazal did not say, almur rabbonom, the shibud is chal with the chaloisa nether. So fakel, so he's bekoyach to make the nether, so then the nether is not kechal. Chazal only said if he's mishubitah b'shas asiyas haneder, so we said you can't make a neder. But b'shas asiyas haneder is not mishubitah. Because Fakel, she was Michael, she's Michael, the pickles and mustard. Kozman, he didn't make, Kozman, the neder wasn't, the neder, she can be megalgalimoy. So b'shas asiyas haneder is takana meshubet. So he can make the neder. If he can make the neder, then there's a klal kinomis mafkim b'deishi. But I think that's the imekavona sara. Inami. Now Taisvah says another teretz. So Taisvah in the first mahalach understood pshat that it works with a mechila. There was a mechila before the neder. and but later she's not moichel. Inami, now Taisus wants to say another tells. Beloy tam mechila haneder chal. On mechila the neder is chal. Not that she was moichel, because he doesn't owe her. She calls man shehi imoy. Calls man she's eating with him. Yesh lo legalgal imoy. She has no right to demand mustard and pickles. The af al gav de ein yeredes imoy. Why can't she demand mustard and pickles? But in her father's house, every meal they had mustard and pickles. De ein zechoshev yeride. But that's not called a yeride. De mairi. She'ein b'nei mishpachto ha'ashirim k'moi baylo legilim bekach. Elo avio mitoich oishchoi hoyo mevato. That means as follows. That means a father was a very rich person. He had by every meal mustard and pickles. The rest of the family who were not in such a bracket, they were in a lower bracket. They didn't eat mustard and pickles by every meal. Now, her husband was not as rich as her father. Her husband was as rich as the rest of the Bnei Mishpacha. So Memelus Ataisa says, halachically, she cannot come and tine it to her husband that you have to serve mustard and pickles by each meal, because by my father he had mustard and pickles. That means if this would be a niyug in your family, your whole family eats mustard and pickles, memela. But your family, those who are in my financial bracket, don't eat mustard and pickles. Your father was a gvir adir, he had mustard and pickles. So memela, but those in your family who are in my financial bracket don't have mustard and pickles, so you have no right to father mustard and pickles. So migalgelis ima is not a mechila, she's moichel. Listen, I'm meeting with you. I moichel you. Sekumter nicht. You have no right to demand mustard and pickles. That's a called yeredes. Hilkach. Yesh lo legalgalimai. She's mechuyev. Not to demand mustard and pickles. So when he made the neder, it's the same lomdus like before. So when he made the neder, he wasn't meshubita the mustard and pickles. Listen, now I'm not together with you. So now I want to be like I was with my father. So now she can demand mustard and pickles. That means if we're not together, now I can demand the luxuries that my father had. Just let's finish this tikkun gemara. What is the cheshbon of 30 days? That is Yamala Fanus of the 30 days. Ad lamed yoin leshama bo inshi. Till 30 days, people don't hear about it. So it's not so degrading. Lezila bo milse. Tve shami bo inshi, vizila bo milse.